All right, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we're going to try a feat now that seems, quite frankly, from my perspective, completely impossible. So make some noise for Podcasts Don't Suck. Ladies and gentlemen, woo! Dan O'Donohue, Derek Smith. We're going to give this a try. Play us a little intro music, if you would.
Like check. Check.
And then shut
check.
The hell up.
Check. Silbus, check. Checky. Are we recording? Are we started? Is he playing us an intro? Should I officially start the show? Ladies and gentlemen, 796 Entertainment presents Podcast Don't Suck. With me here is Derek Smith.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, everybody.
And Mr. Brad Chad Porter himself. Look at him.
Thank you, everybody. You notice mine was louder.
Is yours louder, the clapping or the mic?
Yeah, the clapping.
You're an idiot. What's today? What is today? Today's the 29th. Today is December 29th, 2008.
No.
This won't What's air today? On the 29th.
This is...
When does this air?
The 1st.
Today
January
is,
1st.
Let me do it. Today is January 1st, 2009, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to
Happy New Year! Here's hoping something terrible doesn't happen between now and the 1st, though, that this is a completely irrelevant podcast.
What are you trying to say? This is record live at the speakeasy. It's not. We always say that. To the 5 people here who have actually listened to this podcast before, they know that we always say that. To keep it going, today is birth defects month. Who wrote that?
Why did you look at me like I... like this you're just like, well, that's obviously fake and Derek did it.
This is obviously
well, I think he was
Derek's
looking
fault.
At you because...
Because I caused birth defects?
Well, because...
So I'm like Diet Coke and cigarettes. I'm like... You know, pain medication in the 60s, what?
Well, we sort of have an office pool to try and figure out what your birth defect is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what caused you to be the way you are?
Oh, I could tell you right
Ooh,
now.
Please.
Let's do it.
Sure.
When I was a baby, my sister picked me up out of my little jumper, and she wanted to hold me so dear. And apparently, I wasn't having any of that shit, and I just... jumped out of her hands right into a linoleum floor.
Well, now, let's be honest. How tall is your sister? How tall is she? Like 2 feet?
She was 5'5".
Oh, that's a long
it
way.
Was a, it was, a, long it was way. A good 5-foot drop onto a linoleum floor. Oh, wait, no. My body hit the shag carpet.
Babies bounce.
Heads do.
They bounce.
We ask
they?
Her, what did you do after you dropped Derek on the floor? Anybody got an idea? Left me there.
Yeah, I'm sure it was scary. Did we already mention this was the 100th episode?
It's 100 episodes.
This is our 100th podcast.
Now, I like how everybody pretended to care. Like,
now, the more I think about that this is our 100th episode, I get more sad that, again, 5 people here have listened to it. We've been doing this 100 episodes. How many have we listened to? None. There we go.
Woo!
We've been doing this for 100 episodes, it's daily, and we've kept that up for months and months.
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 How do we feel about that, guys? We've been doing it. Are we going to stop? When can we stop doing this? Yeah, when we get 6.
When we break the 6 barrier, yeah.
I'm waiting for double digits.
I like how Vinny's dad said that, but he's not going to sign up and watch it tomorrow. Not at all.
Yeah. He doesn't want to be that guy.
He doesn't want it to end.
I think it's gone well. I think it's been a lot of fun. I don't think we have any goals. I don't know when it's going to end. I guess when we all part ways. Let's get sad for a minute.
Wait, do you have like a confession? You're like, well, I've been working on this kind of lucrative Google deal. Well,
it's going to pay off. No, I wish. I hate you guys. All right, we got on the list of the to-do list.
Burp, burp.
We're going to talk about birthdays.
Oh, let's do birthdays. Here you go, Brad. Go ahead and do them.
Celebrity birthdays.
Well, I don't know who
save that,
is. That
first one for them because I can't read it.
Well, yeah, that's a long one.
J.D. Salinger is 90.
How about that?
Oh.
Congratulations, you made it.
He is dead? The bassist. He's the bassist for the guy from the Field of Dreams.
What are you talking about? He wrote Catcher in the Rye.
I understand that. All right, but listen.
I thought for a second you were like, he's the bassist, is what I thought you were saying.
No,
he's the bassist for Quiet Riot.
No.
No, that's Rudy Sarzo. So. No.
Oh.
I had that all loaded up and ready to fire, so I figured I'd.
He was Shoeless Joe Jackson? Is that what you're saying?
No, he was
Shoeless Joe.
He was the author in that movie, Terrence Mann. He in
the bassist.
No, bassist.
The bassist.
He did that one on purpose.
He is the original character that the person was based upon.
But he's talking about what's his name's role? Yeah.
What was his name though? I can't remember.
Who's the guy who played
James Earl Jones.
This is convenient.
Now instead of listening to it in the morning and going, God damn it, it's James Earl Jones. Yeah. It's James Earl Jones.
Or like after
they can just shout at us.
5 minutes of us going, who is that? Who was that?
Somebody look it up on Google. What is
going
on?
Google. Who is it? Just wait.
Wikipedia.
I like this one. Paul Revere turns 274 today.
Awesome.
Congratulations. Woo! Here's a little homework assignment for you. I know you won't do
it. Who is Paul Revere?
You should go. Paul Revere is the guy that wrote.
I know who he is. That was the homework assignment.
No. The homework assignment is go home and Google Paul Revere and Israel Bissell and figure out which one of those this story that we all learned growing up should have been about. Because it was Israel Bissell.
Paul Revere wrote.
Yes, Paul Revere rode from Boston to Cambridge. Israel Bissell rode from Boston to Washington, D.C., warning that the British were coming.
I hate you when you do this.
What?
This is so boring.
I mean,
you turn this into a history lesson. Nobody cares.
You were very artful about it, what you did. You did a history and geography lesson all in one. Because I was like, I don't really remember Paul Revere. Israel Bissell completely lost on me, unless they make a national treasure about it. And then I have no idea where Cambridge and Boston and Washington, D.C. are.
Yeah,
in any kind of relationship. Like, they're that way.
15 miles, 20 miles. Is that even right?
Yeah, are they that way?
Yeah. Doesn't matter. Derek,
I don't even care.
Let's do this, Derek. Let's do this. Derek, I'm going to open this up like we do on our real podcast. 796 Entertainment presents Top 10 Favorite Holiday Films by Derek Smith.
Yay. Derek Smith.
And then...
And do not even blanch when I start to shit on your list the way you shit on all of mine.
All of them.
All right. Hold on.
And everyone, we need everyone to use their imagination. We usually play some thematic music here, like Christmas song or Britney Spears.
Oh, I found it. I actually thought
you
I had
You almost didn't bring it.
I almost forgot it. All right.
Not surprised. What,
you want the top 10 of Derek's favorite holiday movies?
Number 10.
Oh, this is in no particular order, by the way. But number 10. I just picked 10.
No, I'm glad you specified. I was going to be concerned.
All right. Scrooged.
It's excellent.
That's excellent. Bill Murray.
Wonderful.
Good. Move on.
Keep going.
I think we missed the greatest star in that, Bobcat Goldthwait.
Oh, he was really good in that.
I forgot all
about that. He was really good. Give it up to Bobcat. All right, number 9.
Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. Yeah.
I don't even know what the f*** that is.
Is that real?
That's not the Flaming Lips movie,
that's a
right?
No,
it's
not.
A soft
no, it was. If you want to go and get it at Blockbuster, you can get it under... Mystery Science Theater 3000. See?
Like
I'm glad I got
fans.
People here.
Yeah.
I'm glad my family showed up to just go ahead and...
Usually Derek has no defense and we just berate him. Now you have some people that are like, yeah, you're right, Derek. Keep going, Derek.
All right, number
8?
Yeah, Jack Frost.
Are you kidding?
The horror film.
Oh, not the Michael
You know the
Keaton
one where Shannon Elizabeth gets raped to death by a snowman?
I'm proud
Serial
to say
killer
I don't know
gets
that film.
collides with a nuclear waste and then gets thrown in the snow, turns into a snowman.
You know what I have? I've seen the cover. It's got like a holograph cover and it goes, ah.
Yeah,
that's as far
wonderful.
As I took it. I didn't watch it though.
All right.
Number seven.
Gremlins.
Gremlins is solid. Mm. Gremlins 1 or 2?
Gremlins 1.
Okay, good.
It's kind of hard to shit on your list. They either like them or I don't know what the f*** you're talking about.
You see the method to the madness.
We're only at 7.
All right.
Is it 6?
That was number 4. That was the fourth one. That was number
Why
6.
Why didn't you just write the number on the piece of paper?
He didn't. He wrote dashes so that it would be confusing.
Because I didn't want you guys to think that I actually wrote them in order of whatever.
All right, go to the next one.
Die Hard.
Die Hard is a
That was number
movie.
6.
That was number 6.
Die Hard. Yeah.
That's a holiday film?
Yeah,
absolutely.
It takes place at a Christmas party at a
Oh,
brilliant.
Boom. Right there.
Ho, 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 and I got a machine gun, by the way. I don't know if she wasn't mic'd. Number 5.
Less than 0.
What is less than 0?
It's a very quintessential 80s movie, which this is, what's his name? Robert Downey Jr. stretches his abilities and plays a drug addict.
Sounds outstanding.
Oh, no. And it takes place over a Christmas break from college.
Mm. Number 4.
Trading Places.
Is that another Christmas? I guess so. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all snowy.
You know, Dan Aykroyd's got the Santa suit on, eating the
it's all dirty.
The salmon through the beard. Not to mention Jamie Lee Curtis shows her boobs.
She does.
I think that's like PG rated. Really?
Well, I think it's because
she drops it and she's like, I can't believe that you do this. I'm a prostitute.
Well, I think it's because isn't she a man? So it's okay to show for
true.
Men to show
Does she
their
have
chest.
A penis?
That's not true. That's a lie.
She's got like chromosomes. Number 3 or 4.
This is number 3.
Number 3.
The Ref.
The Ref.
One of the greatest Disney movies of all time. Produced by Disney.
Yes, it was. Touchstone Pictures.
All right. Now number 2
number
is
2.
A tie.
What do you mean? How can there be a tie?
You can't
There's
have
no
a
order.
List of 10.
Well, I mean,
thank you.
You already didn't put them in order. You can't have a list of 10 where one
well,
of them is actually 2.
Once you hear the titles, you're going to go, they're completely interchangeable, and I give it to you.
All right,
There's
well,
a tie.
Hit
a Very Creamy Christmas and A Christmas Orgy.
All right, okay. They were probably both made on the same day.
Yeah.
Like one in the morning, one in the
well,
afternoon.
Well, yeah, they had to use the same elf.
All right, well, I
no,
think...
No, that was gross.
Very good, Derek. Well done, and I'm glad you spent 15 minutes working on
I
that.
I didn't... No, I'm not done. This
we're,
one actually is my
time.
Number one. This is my number one.
All right,
one.
What's your number... Oh, yeah, because they tied for second. I forgot.
Yeah.
What's your number one, and then we'll close the...
A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Red Ryder BB guns.
What?
Red Ryder BB guns.
That's right, Red Ryder. You'll shoot your eye out. And that closes Derek's, what is it called? 10 Favorite Holiday Films by Derek Smith. Good job, Derek. Well done. Well done. I think that's our time. Is that our time, Joel? Were you watching? I wasn't watching. Joel just waved at me. So that's our time. That's the first part. And we'll be back up here a little bit later in the show to record the second part of our 100th episode. Thank you very much. I forgot. Wait, no, I'm an idiot. I didn't close it right. I'm sorry. For Podcasts Don't Suck, I've been Dan O'Donoghue. With me has been Derek Smith.
God bless us, everyone.
And Bert.
Sounds creepy when I do that, doesn't it?
And Brad Chad Porter.
Merry Christmas, everybody.